Good morning. It's Tuesday. You're listening to Raven Radio. This is the activities report as we get set for another sport coming in. Wow, what a terrible introduction by me as we get started. So Zoe Karupa in this morning. Zoe is the only member of the softball team who joins us. She's got to carry the load. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sika Sentinel sports editor. And Zoe, you guys just got back from Juneau. It was very hot in Juneau, as it was here. Who did the best for their tan over the weekend in Juneau?
I would probably say Whitney and Kylie.
They put on a few extra, take it up a little bit.
Yeah, they got a little sunburn on the shoulders.
Ooh, that's not so strong. Well, I guess it might tan over in the end. So you guys were at Juneau Douglas this weekend. How many pitches did you throw this week?
I'm not really sure about that part.
So you are the Wolves pitcher. I ask because softball pitching, you can throw a lot of pitches,
yeah,
a lot more than you can go on overhand, and they seem to really run you guys into the ground. What's the most sore you've felt after a weekend of softball pitching?
It would probably be this weekend, actually, because the weather was hot and like just pitching in the sun and your arm just gets tired. And
like, when does the soreness hit? Is it the day after? Are you like brushing left-handed? Like, how's that feel?
It would be the day after, which is just, it's tight.
And so this weekend, you guys have Thunder Mountain coming to town, and baseball's also in town. So you guys will be at your real home of Kim Sham Field.
Yeah.
Thunder Mountain's leading the region right now, right?
Yeah, right now they're like 8-4.
And you guys, this is your second. Zoe doesn't want to be held accountable for her numbers on this show. You're not the statistician. I think that's my job. What are you guys looking for? This is your last home series of the year. Bringing in Thunder Mountain. What are you guys looking for there?
Right now we're just like trying to get hitting in and like fielding, just bring it all down to one. Yeah.
I feel like we're doing a bad job on this show right now. Because it also just occurred to me that I didn't introduce who I was. And so I've just been talking here. They know who you are. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sika Sentinel sports editor. So just off to a great start this Tuesday morning. You guys have Thunder Mountain this weekend, and I will read the game times because otherwise I'll forget. You guys play Friday at 5, Saturday at 1, and Saturday at 3 o'clock is your senior game. How many seniors do you guys have on the team this year?
We have 6 seniors this year.
And none of them are in this morning because it's getting towards the end of the year. Are they even in class anymore, or are they done?
Some are in class. Some are like just done with UAS classes, but they still have class at Sika High.
Yeah, it's tough to get the seniors in at the end of the year on this show because it's tough to get anybody in. I got baseball coming in next week. I don't know who I'm going to get in the day after graduation. I'm going to be talking to like freshmen, or but maybe not even that. I might be stuck with eighth graders. But you guys have 6 seniors on the team. Is it too much of a quiz question to ask you to name them?
All right, so we got Megan Way, Shelby Schmidt, Minnie Vamoto, or Aaron, Haley Dankinger, Trista Lexman, and Leanne Ramil.
Excellent work by you, Zoe Krupa.
Thanks.
Yeah, knowing the teammates, always a good, nice to see 6 weeks into the season, however far into the season you guys are. The unusual thing about the softball season is you guys don't have a region tournament. It's all based on the regular season record.
Yeah, we go by WPIs.
And how does that change the kind of the week-to-week workings of the sport?
I don't know. It's like I don't really know how to explain that one.
Well, for instance, like you guys, I guess it puts a lot more emphasis on your week-to-week stuff, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's a little more pressure than compared to regions, which you do get seeded, but with regions, like you start out fresh, like you can work your way up.
Is it, speaking more kind of broadly and philosophically, because the questions about the weather in Juneau haven't been so good, so we're gonna try something else.
Okay.
You guys, when you look at the evaluating teams this way, the region tournament kind of creates its own animal. You guys, like, yeah, if you look at basketball, like it's like the regular season almost doesn't matter, and now you have this softball where the regular season is all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
do you find yourself, like, how do you balance those things, given that, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. If you're a team who's having a weak regular season, you would probably want a region tournament. But do you, like, ignoring that for a second, do you have a preference one way or the other?
I feel like with regions, it's really nice because you actually, like, compete. And you do start out, like, I can't talk. Sorry. It's early. Well, with regions, you can start out with everything, but it kind of does depend on during the regular season because you, like, that's where you get seated.
Yeah. So what, would you be awake if not for this show? I usually ask people this before they come in, and I'm always curious because I think most of the kids lie to me and say, yes, they would be, but would you actually be awake if not for this show?
Yeah, I'd be awake for the show.
You are doing a fine job. I'm just curious because I think it's as you play with your phone. Not your phone, my notebook. So you guys wrap up the season, not this weekend, but next weekend at Ketchikan.
Yeah.
Ketchikan, kind of your historic rival going back. How many years has it been that you guys were 1-2? I know you had 1 year where you guys didn't make the state tournament, but it was, what, 4 years that you guys were 1-2 at the state tournament?
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure.
I know you don't have to speak for all those, because otherwise that's giving the impression that you're like a sixth-year senior or something.
Yeah, but I was a freshman when we didn't go to state, so that was...
Is that one of the more fun rivalries that you guys have across Sitka High sports? Because it's certainly one of the more storied.
Yeah, I would say, because, like, every year we, like, when we do go to state, it'll always be Ketchikan. We always end up playing them in the championship game.
Do you enjoy the fact that Southeast kind of gets to own the state title for all of Sitka High softball?
Yeah.
You guys. So, let's see. Oh, I'm running out of questions. This is so embarrassing. What TV are you watching these days?
I don't watch TV. I mostly just go to school, go to practice, and work on homework right after.
Excellent answer. Excellent. So, no movies, no current events. You guys are, wow, we've still got 2 whole minutes that we've got to drag this out for.
Dang.
Yes, this is on me. But the... So you guys are in your... You guys have had a couple of coaches over the last few seasons as people have moved around.
Yeah.
What's it been like getting to learn new coaches? Caitlin's in coaching this year. How's that process been in terms of every year you kind of have to make these little changes? And
well, Caitlin's my 9th coach that I've had.
Oh, gosh.
But the cool thing about it is that you actually learn things like how they coach in their way compared to the other ones. And, like, you can learn new plays and work on old ones. Like, if they think that's a good idea, then they'll follow along. If they have a really good play, we'll follow them.
Do you feel like it kind of broadens your understanding of the game to get so many different voices and inputs and people who've kind of seen the sport differently?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But so... just before we wrap things up here, Thunder Mountain, 5 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. You guys are at Kim Sham. Zoe Krupa, thanks for joining us this morning, and that'll do it for us.